Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote in South Texas?
South Texas? No.
Oh, all right. Do you or any, does any member of your household work for radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
All right. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024? Would you say you are definitely going to vote? You're very likely going to vote?
Yeah. I'm voting. Oh, yeah.
All right. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Would you say Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I don't know at this point.
All right. With which political party are you registered to vote?
Whatever Biden is, I guess. What is he? Democrat or Republican?
Biden is a Democrat.
He's a Democrat? I'm Democrat.
All right. What was the last grade of formal education that you received? Would you say you received less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college / trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or a four-year degree, or a postgraduate degree?
A bachelor with a... many years ago.
All right. What is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
76.
76?
76, yeah.
All right, 76. From the following list, which issue should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? K-12 education, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, the environment, illegal immigration, health care, crime and public safety, property insurance costs, abortion, taxes, growth and under and overdevelopment.
Oh, my God. Well, they work pretty good as far as the health goes. I can't complain about my health coverage, but everything else.
All right. Well, if I had to choose maybe one of them, which one would you say it's the most important, or which one would you think you would like the state representative to focus on the most?
Stuff a lot of – it sounds terrible, but stuff a lot of the immigrants coming in that are illegal.
All right, so illegal immigration.
Yeah.
All right. If the general
scan a little bit better than what they're doing.
All right. If the general election for Florida State Legislature were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you say definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly for the Democratic candidate? Would you say you would definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
The Democrat, because I cannot stand Trump.
All right, so would that be definitely vote for the Democratic candidate?
Yeah.
All right, definitely? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I don't like anything that he's doing. He's not doing anything but smiling in front of the camera. He hasn't done anything in years.
All right, so would you say you somewhat disapprove or you strongly disapprove?
Him?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Strongly.
All right. Disapprove. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Oh, God. And I really like that guy. But he's really not doing such a good job right now.
All right. So would you say maybe you somewhat disapprove or you somewhat approve?
Yes. Just somewhat. Until he wakes up and smells some roses and says, oh, I'm president. Huh.
All right.
Yeah.
So from this one, would you say maybe you somewhat approve or you somewhat disapprove?
Of what? I'm sorry.
Of Joe Biden, of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president, would you say that you somewhat approve or you somewhat disapprove?
Yes, somewhat approve. Somewhat.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Oh, God, I disapprove highly.
All right. Okay, so would that be strongly disapproved?
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in your community you may be familiar with, and will you please tell me if you have a very favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, if you could just say so. So the first person is Vicky Lopez, and if you have a very favorable opinion towards her, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
I don't know who she is.
Oh, all right. And what about Sabina Covo?
Don't know her either.
Oh, all right.
I don't know any of them.
Oh, it's okay. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Biden.
Biden, the Democratic candidate. All right. All right. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden as the Democratic candidate?
Definitely. If it's just him and Trump, oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. And if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Sabina Covo, the Democratic candidate, or Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
I don't know them either.
All right.
I'm terrible at politics. I really, really am.
Okay.
Because
well,
I don't know anybody.
All right. Well, if you feel like you just lean towards one, maybe not basing on like their names, but just them as maybe like in general or what they represent or the political party they represent, would you say you would vote for Sabrina Covo, the Democratic candidate, or Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
Oh, God. I'll go Democrat again.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. So, if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
What's the answers again?
Don't worry. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate, I guess.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. And just thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. You too. Thank you.